When someone close to you is murdered, like it or not, you will be one of the early suspects. When several people close to you are murdered, you will be a long-term suspect, getting a large amount of attention via the police investigation. An example of the latter is the story of Robert Durst. While this true crime story has received a great amount of attention in the past via TV and even film, the full story has yet to be told. My next guest joins us to preview a show on Investigation Discovery starting this Monday night, which will bring more elements of this story to you. It's called Robert Durst, an ID murder mystery. And with us now to discuss it is a journalist who has covered this story extensively over the years, Diane Diamond. How are you today, Diane?
I'm great, Chris. How are you doing?
Wonderful to talk with you, Diane. Diamond, DIMOND.com is Diane's website. Check out everything that she is up to, has been, and no doubt will continue to be. Brief catch-up for people who are late to this story. Give us just a real general overview of the Robert Durst story.
Well, he's a multimillionaire, a real estate family heir. In 1982, his wife disappeared, and they suspected that he had something to do with it, but it was never proven. To this day, nobody's ever found the body of Kathy Durst. So that's 1982, and his best friend at the time, Susan Berman, spoke to the media on his behalf. Well, flash forward to 2000, and Susan Berman gets a call letting her know that the police want to talk to her because they've reopened the Kathy Durst case. So I can imagine she probably called her best friend there, Robert Durst, and said, hey, they want to talk to me. And the next thing anybody knows, Susan Berman is dead in her home with a bullet in the back of her head. Well, where's Robert Durst? Nobody can find him. He goes, he had a fight with his family after Kathy disappeared, and they sort of paid him off $100 million and said, go away. And he was like a nomad across the country. He lived in flop houses, and he cross-dressed and pretended to be a woman sometimes. He stole identities. It was an odd existence. So that nobody could find him after Susan Berman's death was not a surprise. He surfaces the next year in 2001 in Galveston, Texas, because his next-door neighbor's murdered, and his body parts, Morris Black was his name, his body parts are found floating in the Galveston Bay. Well, a long story short, they try Robert Durst for that murder, and he's acquitted. His defense is that, well, we tussled over a gun. He found out my true identity. He was going to tell on me, and I shot him in the head. Well, did he shoot him in the back of the head like Susan Berman had been shot? Nobody knows because no one ever found Morris Black's head. So flash forward more years, Robert Durst now sits in a California prison awaiting trial for murder for Susan Berman's murder. So it's a tale, Chris, that has so many layers and so many threads to it. I think you'll just be riveted when it comes out on Monday and Tuesday on ID. But the bottom line is, I think we might be looking at one of the world's richest serial killers.
It's certainly starting to sound that way. And Robert Durst, an ID murder mystery, is on Discovery ID Monday, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and investigationdiscovery.com. You can find out more as well. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas as we talk with Diane Diamond. And if I understand right, too, the Morris Black killing elements of that are going to come into the Berman trial.
Yes, the trial judge out there in California just recently ruled that, yes, you can bring up the disappearance of his wife and the Morris Black murder because they're all intricately tied together. Durst says, I had to kill Morris Black because he was going to tell on my whereabouts, and Susan Berman was dead, and I thought they would probably blame me. Well, yeah, they did blame you. You know, so to tell the complete story to the jury, the judge ruled, yeah, you can bring in all those past, so-called past bad acts of Robert Durst.
You certainly have covered your share of true crime stories and continue to do so.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the elements of this case, it's like this is just something that is a human mind capable of this much evil and ill thinking?
You know, that's such a great question. And it's a question that plagues me sometimes. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. Crime and justice has been my beat since I worked at Hard Copy a million years ago. And, you know, I write a syndicated column once a week on this topic, and I have immersed myself in it. And the thing that gets me the most, Chris, is that human beings can be so evil to each other. I don't understand it. So I'm riveted to stories like that. And the Robert Durst is a perfect example. Susan Berman was his best friend. They met in college as young people. They went through, you know, the tumultuous pot smoking days and went to primal scream therapy together. And this was his best friend. Did he really put a gun to the back of her head and shoot her dead? I can't imagine that kind of evil, but it exists, and psychopaths like Robert Durst, frankly, are living among us every single day.
Yeah, we never know until when a snake strikes. You just never know what's behind the rock. And also on Robert Durst and ID Murder Mystery on Monday and Tuesday, along Diane's insight, this will be equally interesting. Durst's defensive attorney, Dick DeGaron, Susan Chris, who was the former judge, who presided over the 2003 trial for the Morris Black murder. And their insight, I think, is going to be just really something for followers of the story to. It's really going to probably fill in a lot of blank spaces people might still have as far as the flow of things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's very rare, I must say, and I'm not supposed to give anything away, so I can't. But for a judge to speak up, now this judge she sat on the Morris Black, during the Morris Black trial, and I will just tell you this, she tells us, and you'll see her on camera, that during the whole trial, she kept thinking, this is a really dangerous man. This jury is certainly going to put him away, right? And of course, they didn't. They acquitted him. Yes. So that it's very interesting. And equally interesting is his attorney, Dick DeGaron. He is currently the attorney for the trial in California, but he was also the attorney in Texas. And he defends Robert Durst eloquently. You'll see. You know, Robert is a misunderstood guy who just, he's a bit eccentric, and yeah, he does like to cross-dress and pretend he's a mute, deaf, and dumb woman sometimes, but, you know, he's really a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, other than that, he's wonderful. Let's invite him to the party next week.
Yeah, hey, you know, he'll bring the pot, whatever. So we do cover all angles of it, and we have a really compelling interrogation tape that I think true crime buffs are going to just be riveted to. It's the police questioning Robert Durst about this letter in his handwriting, in his very distinctive green ink that was sent to the Beverly Hills Police Department, alerting them to the fact that, hey, there's a dead body at Susan Berman's house. You know, go get her. And the way they tie Robert up in his own admissions is just fascinating. It's great police work, you'll see.
It's the true life versions of what we've seen so many times on scripted cop shows. And it really it's just going to be an unbelievable examination, not just of the mind of how a Robert Durst works, but the impact that his actions and his evil has on so many people, Susan Berman's family and friends, people in Durst's life. I mean, just to wrap things up, does Durst, other than his defense attorney, does he have anyone on his side? Does he have his supporters?
Unfortunately, no. And as your listeners in New Jersey probably know, this case has been so prominent in the New York tabloids. He and his family split years ago. His father, Seymour, was a big real estate magnate, and his brother, younger brother, was named to take over the company, not Robert. And that caused this huge schism whereby they gave him $100 million and said, Robert, go live your life somewhere else. Bye-bye. And he did. So, you know, unfortunately, there is really no one around to sit on his side of the courtroom to cheer him up. The one who would have done that is Susan Berman, and of course she's dead. That's why he's on trial for her murder.
Yeah, proving you do get what you deserve. It's Robert Durst and ID Murder Mystery, premiering Monday night, two-night special Monday and Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, on Investigation Discovery, and website to learn more, investigationdiscovery.com, and to check on Diane's World, Diane Diamond, DIMOND.com. Diane Diamond, thanks for being here today.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a great one.